As you listen to God's servant Tayo Oladejo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Praise God. So when you go to that scripture in 1 Corinthians 15 that says the last trump is going to blow and we shall be what? Changed. So the word change there is actually the word alazo. So that alazo does not mean metamorpho. That is like ongoing a process. It is like boom, explosive change. You got what I'm saying? Praise God. It's instantaneous change. The instantaneous change will not come until we go through transformative change. See, all I was trying to have you say that we talk about the man child being caught up. This is it. So it is the child, like we said, is growth in transition that captures the word child, techno. Now, when you get to a crescendo, instantaneous change will be triggered by the trump. Now, you see, transformative change hinges on our obedience. Isn't that true? Our yielding. But the instantaneous change hinges on the sovereignty of God. So when the Bible says the last trump, if the successive trump was never triggered, the last trump, you see, for many people who have been trying to hear the last trump, they may never hear it because they have not been hearing the previous trump. Praise God. Alazo. It means final change, instantaneous change, and we will be caught up. You see, being caught up means as he is in heaven, so are we here on earth. And being caught up doesn't mean that we will disappear into thin air. It just simply means that we'll step into the realm and dimension in which where he is. You know where the realm and dimension is? Where mortality will be swallowed up by Zoe. Isn't that the Bible says? We will put off corruption, this corruptible, and put on the incorruptible. We will put off this mortal body and put on immortality. So this is the description of the end of our journey. This is the description of the end of our journey. So when we say we're waiting, we're coming, the Lord Jesus will come. In the past ages and generation, that is permitted. When you're waiting, let's say waiting. You're waiting for the coming of the Lord. He will never come for you if you are waiting aimlessly. You know what I mean by that? We're just saying that all this poverty, all this pain, all this economic hardship, everything will soon come to pass because Jesus is coming. No, he's not coming for you. He's not coming for a wayward, beaten, defeated church. The Bible says it's coming for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Is there a church that is passing, that is counting hour? As a matter of fact, the word waiting does not mean you're wasting time. The word waiting from the original meaning, the word waiting means anticipating. When you anticipate, praise God. What that means that you are pressing, isn't that so? You are pressing. We're anticipating. Anticipating. How do you anticipate winter? Can somebody tell me, how do you anticipate winter? We're anticipating winter. We're just waiting. We're waiting. You buy your winter jacket. Get your woods and make sure the heater is in place. You know, there is preparation for the arrival of winter. Isn't that so? That's how we wait for the coming of the Lord. We're not waiting aimlessly. All this economic hardship, all this Boko Haram and the terrorism, all of it will come to pass. No. It means we occupy. It means we take charge. It means we engage the process. It means we travail and we birth. Praise God. That's why the scripture says you and I are expected to hasten the coming of the Lord. Isn't that what Peter told us? That we should hasten, we should accelerate the coming of the Lord. I always say this, when Jesus is going to come, Jesus is not going to come until Satan say, "Come, O Lord." You know what I mean by that? I say that jokingly. What that means is that, "Oh, please come and take this your church away. I'm tired. They have messed me up." That's when he will come. Not when the church says, "Oh God, Satan, what this Satan has done to us." No, the church will occupy. The church will conquer. We will subdue the flesh and die to lust. All of the enemy's schemes and intrigues will fall apart. And then the devil will say, "Oh, please come. Come and take this away from this realm." Praise God. So that's the description of being caught up. We're being caught up. We're not going to come into dominion and government and all. I'm talking about fullness in the totality of it. Except we get caught up. But we don't get caught up if we don't engage the process of our growth and our transformation.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.